Jim, tell me about your show jumping test.
Well, it was obviously frustrating to have a couple of rails down with Navigator. He jumped a superb round, and then just towards the end, just maybe ran a little bit too free to the out of the combination to the last. So it was very, very expensive. But I've been delighted with him this week, and he's really, he's a fantastic horse, and his day will come.
So when you came into this afternoon, obviously, William, you knew that you couldn't win it, but you just go out there and you both do your best.
Exactly. I think, that the goalposts move, and, it's still a huge challenge for horse and rider, and there's plenty to be done. You can't be thinking of, because you're not winning, that competition's gone, because it's never over until the last one jumps. But I've been delighted with my two horses this weekend. Really, really proud of them, and looking forward to the rest of the season.
And William, do you hope to take them both to Burley this year?
We'll just have to see. I think there's a long way away. They both now got their Olympic qualification, which is the most important thing in a way. So the pressure is off, and they can just work through the rest of the season in the best way suitable to them.
And what's next for you, William?
I've got a horse called Nerf de Coeur, a young horse doing his first four star in Kentucky next week. So I'm flying in the morning to Lexington and hoping he goes well. But apparently there have been monsoons and storms there, and it's going to be very different conditions to here. They're not going to be doing much watering, I don't think.
Well, best of luck, William, and we'll keep an eye out. Thank you very much.
Thank you.